And welcome back. It is 4:05 p.m. here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Andrew Fellows, and you're listening to Andromeda. And we just listened to the song Changes by the band Sugar from their album Copper Blue. Boy, what a week it's been. What a week it has been. Didn't have much time to make a playlist this week, but I hope it reflects the things that I, as well as many others, are feeling today to some extent. It's not all happy. Got some mixed feelings this week. Still trying to process all of that. But got a little bit of hope going here in Massachusetts. I was out yesterday walking through Davis Square in Somerville and seeing people celebrating and things like that. That gave me a little bit of joy. But we've got a lot to look forward to in America and this hour. And a lot of work to do at the same time. And that's where we're at. So, with that in mind, let's listen to some upbeat songs that are celebrations of life, if not the state of living, maybe just life itself, or really just celebratory tunes today, but not all of the hour. We'll have a little bit more bittersweet vibes later on, but for now, let's listen to a couple of nice upbeat tunes. This is XTC with Earn Enough for Us here on Andromeda. Let's get it going.
Thank you.
That was very uplifting, exactly what I needed right there. That was Suede, also known as the London Suede in the US, with Animal Nitrate from their self-titled debut. And then before that was XTC with Earn Enough for Us from the phenomenal album Skylarking. And that's sort of the theme for today. Just uplifting songs. I guess Earn Enough for Us could be described as a working class anthem. In a way, an Animal Nitrate, just an anthem. I find it kind of funny that Suede in the U.S. is called the London Suede. I wonder why that happened. Maybe there's an American band named Suede. I think that's also how the English Beat is called, the English Beat in the U.S., but they're just called the Beat in the U.K. Very interesting. I guess you gotta label them as Brits or something like that. Anyway. Now seems to be a good time for a PSA, and today I think we'll go with a less serious PSA, given that there's some other serious subject matter we'll be talking about later on in the show. Let's go with the dried fruit PSA, why not? Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits, dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Ah, wasn't that nice? What a break from all of the other depressing PSAs in that book. But now we must move on. And I don't want to make this a political show, but I must mention some events that have happened recently. Been watching a lot of speeches and conferences and a lot of people talking about politics this week. And one thing I've noticed, and one thing I like to pay attention to in general, is the walk-on music that presidential or any kind of political candidates use when they go on stage, when they're at rallies, when they do pretty much anything. They always have a playlist. And one artist that always seems to be in common between all of them, no matter the political party or affiliation or anything, is Bruce Springsteen. Sort of like working class hero type things, definitely anthems of the ideal America, the things we like about America is what I've noticed in his music. And one particular one that I noticed the other night during the rally of the, well, declared President of the United States, President-elect of the United States. I guess there's two declared presidents of the United States right now, but the one that is more widely declared, Joe Biden, at his rally played We Take Care of Our Own by Bruce Springsteen. And I was paying attention to the lyrics, listening to it. I thought it was a good anthem, good way to start off a presidential term. And no matter if you like Joe Biden or not, I think it's valuable to learn a little bit about him from his music. I think that kind of thing can say a lot about anyone, especially political candidates who have a message and a vision and things like that. So I thought we'd give that a little bit of a listen today. And then following that, we'll hear another song about America that I enjoy very much as well. So here we go, Bruce Springsteen, We Take Care of Our Own.
We take must be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag, so we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America. I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America, laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. Last 1 hour ago, so I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. Cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America.
Well, that's always a nice one to hear. A little bit of beauty in that vignette of America from Simon and Garfunkel from Bookends, 1968. A tumultuous year, much like the one that we're in right now. And before that, we heard We Take Care of Our Own, one of the most prominent campaign anthems of the president-elect of the United States, by Bruce Springsteen, of course. And, well, let's depart a little bit from the overly American, overly political music. I've been listening to a lot of Brit pop lately, which doesn't really fit in that nicely with the American vibe that we've got going today, but it definitely inspires some optimism and some feeling of belonging in the world in some of the more anthemic compositions by, oh, well, let's see, Pulp, Suede, Oasis, Manic Street Preachers, etc., etc., Blur, you could even say. It's kind of surprising how unpopular it was in the United States, given the sort of working class sentiments of a lot of it and the beltability, I guess one could say, of it. The ability for it to be sung at the top of one's lungs in a lot of ways. So yeah, let's get some of that going here. This is the Manic Street Preachers with the song Motorcycle Emptiness, a song about youth, a song about loneliness and emptiness. But it sounds quite nice, so let's give that a go.
Sucks downwards out of my love and I feel it so.
All right, then, we're back with a tune from Catherine Wheel, preceded by a tune from the Manic Street Preachers. It was Crank, preceded by Motorcycle Emptiness, two anthemic Britpop slash kinda shoegaze songs in there to give us a little bit of departure from thinking about America right now, thinking about the state of this country. I guess, shall we do our poem for now? Let's do our poem. This is called A Center by Ha Jin. It's about perseverance. You must hold your quiet center, where you do what only you can do. If others call you a maniac or a fool, just let them wag their tongues. If some praise your perseverance, don't feel too happy about it. Only solitude is a lasting friend. You must hold your distant center. Don't move even if earth and heaven quake. If others think you are insignificant, that's because you haven't held on long enough. As long as you stay put year after year, you will find a world beginning to revolve around you. Some words to think about right there. And for those of you who are unsatisfied about the current state of the world, about the current state of the country, this song goes out to you. I continue to be unsatisfied with the state of things, and so I hope you'll join me in enjoying this song from The Replacements. right then. We just heard two, if not uplifting, at least affirming songs. Life Goes On from The Damned, from their album Strawberries. And then before that, we heard Unsatisfied, a very sad but also happy, I guess I just could have said bittersweet, a bittersweet song that is very, very anthemic and very perfect for this kind of week that we've been having. Keep talking about this week, but another one dawns, and hopefully we can get to work and think about how to solve some deep, deep problems. Well, we're almost done with the hour, but we have enough time for this next song, which I've had stuck in my head all week. It's a classic of 2010s pop country that really stands out from the rest. It's definitely one of the first songs that comes to mind when I think about anthems of America and anthems of ordinary people in America. It's by Kacey Musgraves. You may know it, you may love it. It's called Merry-Go-Round. I've been feeling it all week. Finally, I get to play it, so I'm very excited about that. This is Merry-Go-Round.
If you ain't got two kids by 21, you're probably gonna die alone. At least that's what tradition told you. And it don't matter if you don't believe. Come Sunday morning, you best be there in the front row like you're supposed to. Same hurt in every heart. Same trailer, different park. Mama's hooked on just don't give a damn no more.
Ah, that's always nice to hear. Kacey Musgraves with her magnum opus, if I can call it that. Merry-go-round. Amazing, amazing country song. And hearing too many people lately hating on country, honestly. I don't like when people do that, honestly. There's so much of it that's good out there. There's a lot of bad country, too. Don't get me wrong. But stuff like that really, really keeps you going. Really brings you up in a lot of ways. Some ways it romanticizes certain things, but I really like that song because it very, very accurately portrays what a lot of people go through in small town life. And it's topical. It's America. That's what America is right there. For better or for worse, that's where we are. And I hope things will get better for people who don't have much means, but we can change that. I think we can. Sorry to get a little bit too, like, you know, cliche here and like abstract and vague and anything, but I think we've got it in us to do that. I don't know. Maybe it's my naive hope, but what else can you do except for trying? All right. Well, with that and with that in mind, I wish you all a wonderful, wonderful week. And we'll be back next time for a little less reflective hour, a little less pensive hour. Don't want to be thinking all the time, am I right? But I guess we'll close out today with a little tune from the Red House Painters, a little alt-country. This is a song, Have You Forgotten? Lots of nostalgia baked into this song, lots of good feelings about life in the past and the present. And with that, goodbye, have a great week, and see you in 7 days, same time, same place. I'm Andrew Fellows. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Peace.
I can't let you be, 'cause your beauty won't allow me. Wrapped in white sheets, like an angel from a bedtime story. I shut out what they say, 'cause your friends are fucked up anyway. And when they come around, somehow they fill up and you feel down. When we were kids, we hated things our parents did. Listen low to Casey Kasem's radio show. That's when friends were nice. To think of them just makes you feel nice. The smell of grass in spring, in October leaves cover everything. forgotten how to love yourself. Have you forgotten how to love yourself? You do for me, sit back in the chair like a princess from a faraway place. Nobody's nice when you're older, your heart turns to ice. Shut out what they say, they're too dumb to mean it anyway. Backyard summer pools and Christmases were beautiful. And the sentiment of colored mirrored ornaments. And the open drapes look out on frozen farmhouse landscapes. Have you forgotten how to love yourself? Have you forgotten how to love yourself? How to love yourself? Have you forgotten how to love yourself? Have you forgotten how to love yourself? How to love yourself.